The administration is looking at the Department of Homeland Security to be in charge of protecting your networks. They're doing it in a new cybersecurity bill, and Federal News Radio's Ruben Gomez is here to explain to me what is going on. Give us the outer framework of this, and then we'll dig more deeply into what's included.
Right. So this bill would actually formalize the Department of Homeland Security's role in protecting the federal government's civilian networks. So DHS is not new to cybersecurity. They've been protecting networks for some time, but this bill would make them the official protector of civilian networks.
FISMA has been, there's a million different proposals on Capitol Hill to deal with FISMA the way that it stands now. There's FISMA 2 and 2A, and it seems like there's a ton of them. Is that addressed here, some of the things about FISMA that people don't like?
Right, yes. The bill would update FISMA, the White House says, to support continuous monitoring of networks. Up until recently, monitoring had been a paper-based process, which some people had complained about. It would also give Homeland Security permanent authority over intrusion prevention systems to protect executive branch federal networks. These are the automated sensors that can detect attacks and even block them. A well-known example you might have heard of in the federal community is Einstein, which actually belongs to DHS.
What are the privacy implications here? There are folks that are saying if you give all this power to one agency, they'll be able to use it nefariously if they choose to. What's the White House saying about that, if anything?
Well, some of the sensors that we're talking about, for example, the intrusion protection systems actually are on private networks for internet service providers. Mm-hmm. But the administration says they're there to watch online traffic that's on its way to federal agencies, not anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So that's the White House's response to this. Okay. They also have some other privacy provisions in there that they want to work on with civil liberties groups, but that's really going to come in the future.
Okay. Cloud computing, the cloud first policy is obviously in effect, and agencies are trying to figure out how that fits. Where do we go with cloud when it comes to this legislation?
Well, the administration is actually using this as a chance to promote cloud computing. Cloud computing, you know, puts your applications and services on remote servers, often run by the private sector. People are worried about that, but the White House says cloud computing can actually increase security and can also save money. They're using this as an opportunity, like I said, to promote it.
Is Homeland Security ready, from the sound of this, to be able to take on this responsibility? Do they have enough people to do this?
This bill would give the Department of Homeland Security more flexibility in hiring people, with the goal of beefing up the cybersecurity workforce there more quickly. It also allows the government to share cybersecurity pros with the private sector and vice versa. These people would be on temporary assignments. The idea is to give both the government and industry a chance to learn from each other.
All right. We're talking about primarily government networks, but not exclusively government networks. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Primarily government networks, but there are some provisions for the private sector as well. Critical infrastructure. They want to better protect that from cyber attack. The people who run this infrastructure would need to come up with plans for protecting it. They would work with the government, especially DHS, on those plans. The bill also deals with data breaches. It would standardize the notices companies send out to consumers when they have a data breach. The White House says they want to simplify the process because right now it's based on more than 47 state laws. And speaking of data breaches, the bill would require people who run critical infrastructure to tell Homeland Security about breaches when they happen.
Now, the conversation with the private sector on cybersecurity is ongoing. Members of Congress introducing their own cybersecurity bills. What's the White House saying about why they even needed to do this in the first place with all the pieces of cyber right. legislation already out there?
Well, actually, the White House says some members of the Senate approached them asking for the president's thoughts on cybersecurity. And so this is their response to that request.